I'm Susan Young. I'm chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is our teleconference meeting. Date is January 16th, 2025. We are starting a little bit late. It's 8:46 Eastern Standard Time. And Madam Secretary, would you be kind to take the roll?
I would. Sorry. Irene Adams.
Here.
Thank you, Irene. Teresa Allen.
Here. Present.
Thank you, Teresa. Kaja Brown.
Present.
Thank you, Kaja. Donna Carter.
Present.
Thank you, Donna. Paul DiRienzo.
Present.
Thank you, Paul. Here. Jim. Here. Jim Dingaman. Here. Here. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jim. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I'm here.
Thank you, Vanessa. Fred Dodsworth. Oh, Fred asked for an excused absence. Sorry. I forgot that for a moment. Jan Goodman.
I'm here.
Thank you, Jan. Heather Gray.
Here.
Thank you, Heather. Avalia Jones.
Here.
Thank you, Avalia. Zach Caldvier.
Here.
Thank you, Zach. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Thank you, Marianne. Darlene Pagano. Darlene.
Thank you.
She's doing that.
Here.
Oh, she's
here.
Here.
Darlene.
We're on the streams, Susan.
Thank you. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Thank you, Ron. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Thank you, Myla. Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Thank you, Sean. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Thank you, Serene. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. Harvey Wasserman.
Yep, here.
Thank you, Harvey. Egberto Willis. Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you, Susan. Let me check in on the others, and then I'll come back and see if Egberto showed up. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. I don't think we expect Arthur Schwartz this early in the meeting. Julie Hewitt, I am here. Do we have Egberto?
Hey.
In any event, Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Excellent. Okay. Report out from the executive session. There was no closed session, so there is no report from January 9th. Is that correct, Madam Secretary?
That is correct. We adjourned a little early because of the fires in LA.
That's right. Excused absences. We've had one request for an excused absence. That's Fred Dodsworth. Is there any objection to excusing his absence? Hearing none, it's excused. Identified timekeepers. Fred is usually our timekeeper for people. Do we have volunteers for people and for agenda items? Don't all rush in.
Now, see, Susan, I feel her because you normally.
So you'll do items. Is that right?
Yes.
Irene will do items. May I ask either of my sort of two go-to folks, either Darlene or Teresa, to do people?
I'm sorry, I just can't. I'm doing two things at once, so I'm having a hard time concentrating.
And did I hear a no from Darlene?
You saw a no, but now I say it. I can't do it. I can't stop sneezing.
Okay. All right. Donna Carter, you've done this in the past. Would you be willing to this time?
Yes. What's the number of minutes for people? 2 minutes?
People. Yes, exactly. It's first time round, 90 seconds, second time round, 60 seconds, third time around, 30 seconds. That's the basic.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much. I sure appreciate it. I don't know if I can. Agenda approval for the open portion.
Point of information, Madam Chair, I'm sorry. But yes. I was surprised by third time, 30 seconds. I hadn't heard that before. Is that something we agreed on? I thought it was 60 seconds. I thought it was 90, 60, 60, but 30 seconds is not much.
It's 2 years. Excuse me. Can I chime in?
Yes, please.
It's 2 years old. And it was 90, 60, 30. We don't usually get to a third round. But that's where it was then.
Oh, okay. Good to know. I'm sorry for interrupting. It just was news to me.
So let's continue with the agenda. Agenda approval for open portion of the agenda, 5 minutes. Minutes approval, 20 minutes. We've got a lot of minutes to deal with. Draft agenda for the January 30th meeting, 2025 PNB. I'll address what that's about when we get there. ED report, and that's 10 minutes. ED report and Q&A, 30 minutes. General counsel report and Q&A, 5 minutes. Old business, motion from Paul DiRienzo Rigaza, motion from Serene Roberts regarding subcarrier income, new business, 5 minutes, motion to move into closed session at a time no later than 10 p.m. Eastern time. And we won't talk about the agenda for that until we get there. Is there any objection to the agenda as read?
I want to make an amendment.
Yeah.
Okay, so Serene, what is your amendment?
I think somebody's trying to talk.
I just had a question, Donna, about how what I use for the clock for this, because I don't have it on my phone, 30 seconds or whatever.
Okay, sure. At the moment, it's not around. It's when we get into discussion about things, and at the moment it is. Irene, who's keeping track, and this is the agenda is a 5 minute item.
Okay.
And Serene offers an amendment. Is that correct?
Yes, thanks. So when we get to setting the agenda for the 30th, I think that's 10 minutes. I want to extend it to 15, please.
Is there any objection to extending that, agenda item to 15 minutes?
What's the agenda item? What's the agenda
item? It's draft agenda. It's the draft agenda for the January 30th meeting.
Okay,
so that's extended to 15 minutes. And Irene, I will mention the times at the start of each of these, okay? So is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none. Let's go forward with minutes approvals, 20 minutes. And Julie, would you walk us through what we have?
Yeah. So, the first thing I want to do is, sort of just give you all a little, backdrop, which is, and remind people because it, in some ways, it's been a long year. I agreed to be the secretary as long as there was going to be a recording secretary. And so we started out the year with Kim Kaufman being the recording secretary. And we had Kim's services till sometime in March. I don't remember exactly when. And then she left as recording secretary. And then Aki Tanaka joined as recording secretary. And again, remember that these folks are doing this as a volunteer.
Recording in progress.
Sorry. So Aki was only with us for, I think, 2 months before, his wife fell ill and basically, he was extremely busy at home. And so, then we went for a little while without any recording secretary at all. And then, I think it was not till about September that we, secured the volunteer help of Steve Kukala from KPFA's listener area. And Steve has been helping with the minutes. And so basically what's happened with all of these minutes is Steve has drafted them, and then I, you know, go back and review them all just to make sure that they're, you know, consistent with things like, you know, what I took down as notes. And so, any rate, it just, you know, I apologize that they're not all of the same exact format, but, you know, it is what it is. I sent them out in four separate batches, and, you know, we did approve some of the minutes through the year, and they're posted on KPFTX already, the ones that we approved. With the rest of the minutes, this would close out all of 2024 PMB's minutes, with the obvious exception of this evening's minutes, because we aren't there yet. So,
and it's open session minutes.
Yes. What we're doing here in the open session is covering those minutes. And so, I want to go through and, approve them, one at a time, you know, which is a way of giving people an opportunity by pausing at each of them for people to say, I have corrections, et cetera. Again, we approve them. It takes a majority vote to approve them, or we can do it without objection, right? But once they're approved, they're posted. If we, and there will be an instance of this, if we, are amending minutes that have already been approved, then it takes a 2/3 vote to pass them, or approve the corrected minutes. You can always do that, but, you know, it's just a slightly higher, hurdle. So, with that,
May I just interrupt here? We have had a request for an amendment to, minutes that have already been posted, and Julie has already, Serene's got her hand up, and Julie has already confirmed it against the recording. And so then I will hope that there's no objection to that amendment when we get there. Serene, you've got your hand up.
Question for Julie, and I'm not a Robert Jules expert, hence my question. Even with advance notice, it still requires 2/3 to make amendments?
You know, honestly, I think it's the same thing. This falls into the same category. I mean, I read Robert's Rules the other day when you sent the correction, because I wanted to be sure. Because in fact, what we don't need to do is actually pass a motion that says, here's how we're going to change the minutes, right? And in some ways, it's a little complicated to do it like that. We can just approve the new minutes, but because we approved them once before, Robert's Rules doesn't make a distinction between, advance notice or not advance notice. So.
Okay. My question wasn't based on the amendment we're going to talk about. I just wanted to know for the record. Thanks.
Yeah.
One minute.
Okay. So this is 20 minutes for the minutes approval. What I would like to do, Irene, is to start that 20 minutes now. Julie basically gave us a preface for it, and then going through them one at a time, there's the chance to essentially make sure that we're approving each of these sets of agendas. So, Julie, will you go through that?
Yeah. So the first date we have up is March 21st. This is in the first batch of minutes, and I sent that batch of minutes a week ago, and I said I would resend them to people, and I'm sorry, I just plain ran out of time. I can resend them if you need me to.
And so I think Jan spoke up, and then Serene's got her hand up. Jan.
I would like to propose a different method, and that
which could save us a substantial amount of time, and that would be to have Julie read the dates of all of them, and then and a motion, and I would make a motion to have Julie read the dates of all of them and approve all of them, and with the exception of those that people ask to make corrections on. And I think that that would be save us a lot of time and get us to the same result quicker.
So is there any objection to the procedure that Jan has just suggested? So in other words, it would be, this would be sort of like a consent agenda, but pulling
exactly.
out those minutes for which there is a there will be a request to make amendments. So what I'm hearing that people are okay with that. Serene, you've got your hand up. Is that a legacy hand or is that new?
It's new.
New?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So I'm not sure we can do that. I think I've heard before that we're not supposed to do that, but I'm not objecting to that. But I do want to abstain on all except for the amendment, because I haven't had a chance to go, you know, in the past week to go back and read all those minutes. Thanks.
Absolutely. Okay. So you will, the secretary will note that you are abstaining on all minutes except the one where there is amendment. Does anyone object to, let's take the one with the amendment first?
If no one's objecting, that one is the May 30th. And the amendment that, we're making to those minutes is, there was a motion that had been on the agenda and it had a date in it. And I think it was from a meeting that was canceled. And so that date was too soon. And so there was a in the meeting motion to change the date to 2 weeks later. I think the dates were like change it from May 31st to June 15th or something like that. And, very clearly the recording, you know, captured that. We just hadn't gotten it in the minutes appropriately when we passed them. So, and while we were, once Serene suggested that correction to the minutes, I noticed misspellings of two people's names. And so I took the liberty of correctly spelling their names. They were sometimes spelled correctly, but sometimes not. So I fixed some name spellings as well. So those are the only corrections that we made to those minutes.
Serene, is that adequate for the correction to be recognized?
Seems fine.
Okay, excellent. Is there any objection to those corrections being made in the minutes? Hearing none, those minutes are corrected as Julie expressed. Julie, so I think the next thing that we're doing is you are reading through the dates of the minutes, and then Jan or someone will move approval, and there'll be a second, and then we'll say, are there any objections? Please go ahead and read the dates.
Okay. So the first date is March 21st, then April 18th. The two dates in June are the 6th and the 20th. There's July 18th, August 15th. Two dates in September are the 5th and the 19th. October is the 17th. The two dates in November are the 5th and the 19th. The two dates in December are also the 5th and the 19th. And January 9th.
So, Jan,
Jan Goodman.
Approval?
Yes. Jan Goodman, I move approval of all of the minutes, just read, the dates of which Julie Hewitt just read. Is there a second?
There a second?
Zach will second.
Zach will second. Is there any objection to approving the minutes for which, Julie just read the dates? Hearing none. That agenda item is complete.
Madam Chair. Can I just, for the record, for the stream, I type those dates in by hand instead of looking at them. And so it's really actually November, I got the two dates for November wrong. It's November 7th and 21st.
Is there any objection to correcting the way that motion was adopted? Hearing none. Okay, Miley got your hand up.
Thank you. I just want to thank everybody involved in getting these minutes to us. Julie, thank you above and beyond. Aki Tanaka, Kim Kaufman, and Steve, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Kukala. I just want to acknowledge that it was a lot of work and you're all volunteers and we really appreciate having all of this on the record.
Thank you. Lovely, Myla, for saying that. The next agenda item is draft agenda for January 30th, and we have 15 minutes for that. Let me just give a brief preface. We don't adopt the agenda for January 30th. That is the convening meeting for the PNB that will be seated then. Two stations have got their directors elected. Three, as far as I know, they have not yet been elected. Now, KPFT is Friday, KPFA is on the weekend. And Paul, when are WBAI's results available? So you're muted.
We close on Sunday.
I can't answer that right now, but I can find out.
Saturday.
Sunday night.
Okay, great. Thank you. So Sunday night. So by the end of this weekend, we will know who all of the PNB directors are, and we already know who the two affiliate directors are. So let me just read, and this is a suggested list of things to have on the agenda. Preliminaries, thanks to the 2024 PNB, seat 2025 PNB directors, elect chair pro tem and secretary pro tem, agree on next PNB meeting date, and I suggest possibly the meetings for the year, nominate officers and pass the motion to authorize the voting method, directors introduce themselves, and another item that I didn't list here, I'm requesting that committees provide a committee report that can be provided to the incoming PNB directors in advance of that meeting. So we're not adopting this. Serene, I know you wanted to talk about this more. What is it you want to bring up?
Okay, so I have two motions. One is with regard to committees sending reports, and I'm trying to do two things at once. It's not working out so well. Okay.
I'm having trouble hearing you, Serene. Could you speak a little louder?
Okay. I just sent a motion. It's with regard to the reports from committees.
Mm-hmm.
And I will try to read it. Move that the chair, or if none, the convener of each PNB committee, including every station's committee of inclusion, shall deliver to the PNB, I put the email address, by February 3rd, 2020. Did I say February 3rd?
You did.
Yes. I meant by January 30th, January 29th, so that we can have read it for that first meeting. A report of its 2024 work and recommendations made to the national board. So can we
is there any objection to that motion?
You said it's in the chat. I'm trying to find it.
No, I emailed it.
I just put it in the chat.
Okay.
Time. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. And actually,
I'm for what?
Donna, we're,
yeah.
I think I, are we, We have 15 minutes for the draft agenda. Is that the time that we've bumped up against?
No. I see. Okay. No, my mistake.
Okay, great.
Actually, Susan, for the subject, it was 10 minutes, and we're good. We're on point here.
So okay. Actually, Irene, we changed it to 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okie dokie. There's no objection to Serene's motion. Are there other questions to bring up about this or suggestions?
I have a question because I haven't had time to really read what the motion is, but it says shall deliver to the PMB by January 30th a report of its 2024 work. Is it customary for reports to be done that far in advance for the committee chairs?
Yes, it is customary for the committees to essentially give a handover report to the incoming PNB. And some committees have lots of things to report and others do not.
But, and the timeliness of it, the timeline for it is in line with what is customary.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's the report about activities in 2024. So it's past. It's what was done this last year. Okay. Are there other questions? Are there other suggestions? Minerva?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. When we go to our LSBs to get individuals members of the LSB to serve on PMB committees, when is that done? Is that done by the February meeting? Is that done later in February? Remember, we have two individuals from each LSB to serve with a director.
I believe that I can only speak for KPFT, and I believe that we intend to hold those elections at our February meeting, which is the second Wednesday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to elect LSB members to two committees, and at the moment, and it'll depend on what committees are stood up, there are standing committees, and so there are at least four, and there are LSB members, elected, two LSB members elected to the audit committee, two LSB members elected to the governance committee, and that's from each station, and the National Finance Committee, it is the treasurer and one director from the board, and the coordinating committee, it is just board members.
And COI?
COI is kind of an odd thing. Thank you, Teresa. The COI, and I'll see if this is correct, the COI is all elected at the local station board, but the local station board, at least initially, elects four LSB members who are not on the PNB, and one of its four members of the PNB is elected to serve on that committee as it is initiated.
Correction.
Did you say correction?
Yes. It's one director. It's one director and three delegates. And I have another motion. I don't want to.
Oh, sorry. I beg your pardon. You're absolutely right. One and three.
Point of information, sorry to interrupt. I want to know, is Eric Ramey a member of is he a director now because he's asking to come into this meeting?
Yes, he is.
No, he's not a director.
He's a delegate. Yeah, not a director.
Not a director. Okay. I'll send him a message.
Serene, you have some? Yes, Serene?
Yes, thanks. So this morning, a member of the KPFK LSB wrote to our secretary, and then just before the meeting, the secretary wrote back and said, no, you can't bring the report to the board. So I am bringing a motion based on the report that was sent to the for the full PMB, and I would like to read it.
That motion goes into new business, Serene.
No, it's directly related.
No, it goes into new business, and we'll deal with it then. It was a motion to bring up with the agenda. So when we get to new business, you can read it.
Susan, I have the floor. I would like to finish my statement.
I'm finding you out of order.
I haven't finished.
I'm finding it out of order, as this is not the agenda item we are dealing with now, and so it is dilatory.
Point of order.
New business.
Point of order. Point of order.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is I'm reading Robert's rules, and you're wrong about this, Susan. This kind of motion, you know, it's obvious. It makes sense, of course, from a certain point of view to put this motion to new business because it'll never be dealt with. But you are wrong about your ruling about Robert's rules. I have to.
Actually, Jim, you're wrong. But the matter that is brought up needs to be relevant to the agenda item we're dealing with at the time. And the agenda item right now is the draft agenda for January 30th. And Serene is bringing this up as a new business item for our meeting today. Okay. We have finished with the draft agenda for January 30th. No, Serena, I'm finding you out of order for this being dilatory.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
There's a challenge to the ruling of the chair. Is there a second?
Yes, Vanessa seconds.
Thank you. So then we will take a vote. If you vote... Yes,
we get to discuss it.
No, Serene, no. It is, this is not debatable. It's a what? Matter brought up here that everybody
point
understands and that
debatable?
Does not need, and that does not need debate. So we're going to go
point
to the vote.
Order is not
if
debatable?
You vote yes, and you don't make a point of order about a point of order. If you vote yes, you're supporting the ruling of the chair that this matter will be taken up in as a new business item. If you vote no, you're supporting Serene's argument that it should be taken up now. Madam Secretary, will you please take the vote?
When I find the unmute button, yes. Okay. All right, here we go. Irene Adams.
Pass.
Irene passes. Teresa Allen?
Allen sustains the chair, yes.
Allen's a yes. Kadja Brown?
Pass.
Kadja passes. Donna Carter?
Yes.
Donna's a yes. Paul DiRienzo?
I'll pass.
Paul passes. Jim Dingman?
I disagree with the chair.
That's a no. Jim's a no. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
The chair's incorrect, no.
Vanessa's a no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan's a yes. Heather Gray?
Sorry, no.
Heather's a no. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier?
Yes.
Zach's a yes. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne's a yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene's a yes. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Ron's a no. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla's a yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean's a no. Serene Roberts? Serene? I'll keep going. Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Minerva's a yes. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Harvey's a yes. Egberto Willis, has he joined us?
He has not.
Let me go back up to the top. Irene Adams, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Irene abstains.
I'd like to change my vote, Donna Carter, to a no.
Donna was a yes, now she's a no. Kaja Brown, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Kaja's an abstention. Paul DiRienzo, you passed?
Yeah, I'll vote no.
Paul's a no. Serene Roberts?
Yeah, someone muted me. I vote absolutely no.
Serene's a no.
Can appeal the ruling of the chair.
Thank
it's
you.
Debatable.
Madam Chair, the yeses are 9 and the noes are 8.
And so now we move on to the next agenda item, which is the ED report and Q&A, and that is 30 minutes. Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you. The both the confidential and the can be shared with committees and LSB's ED report for this evening was sent in the same email. As stated in the body of the email, the distinguishing between each of those is listed not only as the title of the document, but also in the header of the documents as well. So I'll go ahead and answer a question that Myla had asked earlier regarding the KPFK generator and being off the air right now. At 2:49 Pacific, we received an email, or I received an email from Maggie LaPique, the KPFK IGM, that stated that the generator at Mount Wilson had shut down and KPFK is currently off the air but still streaming online. She stated in her email that Stuart, referring to Stuart Landau, KPFK's chief engineer, is in touch with the company who needs to service the transmitter, which has been very long overdue, and he thinks that they may be able to make it up there today. So he was heading up to Mount Wilson as well, but Stuart does believe that the generator has failed. So they're letting the right immediately on the website. It said, please tune in online. We're trying to get back up on air as quickly as possible. All the shows need to keep going. And hopefully they'll get on the air before nightfall. Right before the meeting started, we got another email that unfortunately, Stuart called while up at Mount Wilson and said that the repair people had not showed yet. He said that we will probably be off the air all night, because it is getting dark. I mean, it's dark right now. I haven't received an update yet, but KPFK is streaming online. So the on-air talent is being told to please continue to do your shows and let our listeners know that they are working diligently to get back on air. But the company we need to help with repairs is not available until tomorrow morning. Stuart is staying up there as long as possible to see if anyone shows. But as I said, it was getting dark at 5:25. And so it's doubtful that they will show. So, again, it's streaming. KPFK is streaming, and they will update it as much as possible as they can on the KPFK website. One of the things that we had sent out earlier in the week was an emergency response update on what was happening with the fires in California. And yesterday, we had remained on the air without interruptions because our backup transmitter, which had been long overdue in repairs, was working, and we were able to get up there and refill the tank with 167 gallons of diesel fuel. And we were very excited that the generator was working, but I think because we haven't had power up there for quite some time, it was just a little too hard on that tank. So again, we're working on getting that going. As far as the wildfires in general, there will be a statement that is going out through the KPFK dispatch probably tomorrow. But it's basically a statement from Pacifica Foundation that says that we stand in solidarity with our Los Angeles community during this difficult time as the ongoing wildfires continue to devastate our homes, neighborhood, environment, and loved ones. This disaster has shaken us all to our core, and words cannot express the profound loss that we are experiencing. Our hearts go out to everyone who has been displaced or affected. We are profoundly grateful for the courage and dedication of firefighters, first responders, and volunteers who are working tirelessly to protect lives and property. To those who have offered their time, resources, and act of kindness, we thank you for embodying the resilience and compassion that defines Southern California. We recognize that this crisis has deeply unsettled everyone's sense of stability and comfort, leaving no one untouched. We urge everyone to prioritize safety, extend support to one another, and find strength in unity. We have been deeply moved by the stories of compassion, the images of support, neighbors helping neighbors, and strangers becoming friends. This is the essence of who we are, a united community. It is natural to feel upset, discouraged, or afraid during this time. We are facing profound and devastating loss, but please remember that together we will overcome this. In the midst of these difficult circumstances, we are steadfast in our commitment to providing news and resources both on air and online to support our community through this crisis and through the long journey of rebuilding our neighborhoods and lives. We embrace our shared strength and determination. Together, we will recover, rebuild, and emerge stronger than ever. And we do want to give a thank you to everyone and our sister stations and our affiliate stations who have reached out and supported KPFK with programming, recording PSAs, setting up donation sites on their websites to support the extra expenses that KPFK will have during this time. So we are grateful for all of that. As we move to the finances, our aged payables at this point is around $508,494. Some of the more significant charges that we've had, we're able to make a couple of payments for the WBAI tower, or WBAI did. And then they were also making payments toward their rent building, to their rent. We're still working on getting an updated lease, with the new owners of that building, but we are continuing to pay rent. Anyway, with the FJC loan, $48,790 was due in December. I did have a conversation with FJC last week and asked if we could just pay a smaller amount this month and then make an additional payment in February to cover the difference. And they had no problem with that at all. So we had made a $25,000 payment toward the $48,790 that was due in principal. And then we'll be paying the remaining balance by the end of February. And that's $23,790. Those numbers are also on the shared report and on the confidential report. With Central Services, we are still receiving Central Services, and we thank our stations for receiving Central Services from our affiliate network, from KPFA, from KPFT, and from WPFW. And those have been particularly helpful, particularly as we reimburse people at KPFK for expenses that are incurred during the wildfires, such as filling up the diesel tank with 167 gallons of fuel. With our bank, or with our audit and taxes update, the audit engagement letter is attached to the ED report. And we are working with the audit firm providing information for our 990s for fiscal year 22 and fiscal year 23 with our taxes to be filed by February 15th. Upon completion of the 990s, then we will officially begin our auditing process. One of the things that we shared with the National Finance Committee past meeting on Tuesday is that we currently use Great Plains with our finances, and we have found it just in conversations with the stations that is somewhat user unfriendly. So to improve our efficiency, we are consulting with our auditing firm for any recommendations on an alternative software solution that aligns with our business structure, which includes 7 units, accrual accounting, single tax ID, and our goal is to streamline operations and simplify the monthly reporting process, not just from the national office, but with our local stations as well. As we enter 2025, we talked about this a little bit in early December, we are committed to fostering a workplace environment that supports staff and volunteers and their well-being, and also helping our people thrive both personally and professionally. So we have partnered with a generous donation with Your Peace, Balance, and Harmony, which is a woman-owned, minority-owned business that specializes in human resources, employee relations, and workforce development. We already offered a work-life balance workplace or workshop in December that was just kind of dealing with stress during the holidays. And we are planning our first training, which will happen in February, a date still to be determined, which is anti-bullying and creating a respectful workplace. These trainings are going to be available for staff, programmers, PNB, and LSB members. And although voluntary, we are definitely encouraging everyone associated with Pacifica to participate. I met with, John and I met with Otis earlier in this week to look at the, staff and volunteer directory that Otis has created. And one of the things that we will have in that, there's a training module where we will be able to put in the trainings that are being done and links to the PowerPoints for the trainings. And then we'll be able to contact individuals at each of the stations and our LSB and PNB members and let them know that there is a training that is available and then encourage individuals again to take those trainings throughout the year. That is all for me. If there's
Myla for the any staff. Questions.
Okay. So my question, you may already have covered it. Sorry if I missed it. The auditor has been engaged and is underway.
Correct.
Okay, great.
And the audit engagement letter is attached to the ED report.
Great. Excellent. And sorry, I'm bringing this down. Myla hasn't. Let me take Myla and then Irene and then Myla and then come back around to Serene and Jim who have spoken more frequently.
And I can't put up my hand, but Jan Goodman on the stack also, please.
Okay, great. So we'll do Irene, Myla, Jan, back to Serene and Jim.
Yeah,
Irene.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Irene.
Myla, I know our names sound so much alike.
So, Irene, I'm recognizing you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Stephanie, appreciating your report tonight. I know that I'm not sure if you've seen the recent hoopla in regards to the personnel committee's votes and issues. I'd like to know, what is your stance on those changes, or not even changes? What are your stance on what has been brought forth with that motion in regards to the personnel committee?
I'm not too sure exactly what motion is being referred to, but if I'm answering incorrectly, to what you're referring to, let me know. But I think that, as we move forward looking for our PDs or looking for our GMs, we have to make certain that we follow personnel and legal protocol in dealing with hiring people. And we want to be able to make sure that the whole process of applying for a job with Pacifica is clean and that we're fair and that we have a generic job description, but we can personalize some of the interview questions to individuals based upon the station that they're applying to. And that I think it's very imperative that the resumes and cover letters and the correspondence that potential candidates have with the organization goes to hr@pacifica.org so we can keep track of everything. And it is more professional looking that we have a pacifica.org email address that they're referring to. And then we can be able to, from the national office or myself, be able to keep track of everything that comes in, be able to keep records of when things are when resumes arrived, what phone calls are made, and then share that information with the LSBs as they go through the process of reviewing the resumes and determining who they think is best in the candidate pool. Is that in reference to what you're referring to?
I think that you answered my question, but if I think of any more questions, I will ask later. Thank you so
much. Okay. Yeah, we just want to make sure that every person that's applying for a position with Pacifica gets treated fairly and nothing gets lost in the cracks and no decisions are made without everybody's resume getting a fair look and review by everyone involved in that process.
And please say we don't need any more lawsuits. Please say that. Please say that.
We don't.
Right.
Okay. Myla, then Jan, then back to Serene and Jim. And Irene, would you be kind to put your hand down? There you go. Okay. Myla, then Jan.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. And Stephanie, thank you. I have a question about, meeting management, specifically about parliamentary procedure, and it seems like that kind of training, especially for new people, but it's sorely needed, I think, probably at all local station boards. I know we certainly need it at KPFK. Have you looked into some kind of parliamentary procedure training for our boards?
No, I have not, but I think that's a great idea. One of the things, the organization that we're working with doesn't really specialize in parliamentary training, so I will definitely find an organization that can do that. But I know that we are going to have a training on the use and misuse of organizational assets, and some of the assets that we have is our time. And I just want to, and our Zoom meeting and our Zoom accounts and our emails and our email lists and our calendars, and our phones and all of the things that technically are part of the Pacifica organizational asset. And so we do want to go through and have a training that, you know, to make sure that, you know, emails are. Every email, for example, that gets sent to me and Edie or anybody that works for the organization or has a Pacifica email address is the property of Pacifica. It is saved forever. It is stored forever. So it's one of those things that be careful of what people write, and that every time that there's conversations that may be sort of veering off of something that is of the best interest for Pacifica and our mission, just know that that is taking up space, and time. And that we really need to take a close look at how best to use all of Pacifica's assets. But I will definitely add parliamentary training to the list.
Great. Jan, then Serene, then Jim. Jan?
So Stephanie, I just want to thank you for your part. I don't know if other people know, but we were broadcasting the hearings, the confirmation hearings from Washington earlier this week, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful to hear it. It's the kind of thing that Pacifica has done well over the years, and I wanted you to, you know, in some short fashion, if it's appropriate, to explain how you helped, or how that got pulled together, and to express my and many other people's in KPFK land appreciation of having those hearings on KPFK's airwaves.
Well, thank Maggie for that, for taking that step and saying yes, she wanted to broadcast those, and all the other stations that agreed to do that as well as WBAI, who has been spearheading what news actually is and how we look at journalism and news within the world of Pacifica. And unfortunately, with these fires, kind of like with the FCC consent decree, it's forced us to move into a direction where we should have moved quite a few years ago. And one of the things even prior to the fires was determining and talking about what is journalism, and how do we approach telling the news, not with opinions, but the news, throughout our stations, and still having our opinions and still having our thoughts, but really what is news and what is journalism. And with these fires and with the support of the leadership at WBAI, we have had a lot of discussions about what it takes technically with personnel, and also just with the equipment that we have and the staff that we have to have breaking news. So the confirmation hearings really were a group support with emails that were going around saying who was going to be covering it, how we could pick it up, how we could put it over the airwaves. So I thank the general managers and the program directors who made that decision to plan that. And I know Maggie had been talking to me about doing the confirmation hearings Tuesday and Wednesday, while at the same time breaking in every hour with live with updates regarding the fires. We not everybody covered a live breaking news when the ceasefire with Gaza, when that news broke. I know that New York was capable and able to break in immediately to do that. But what we are working on now again is trying to make sure that our staff and our technology is able to have live coverage when needed. So we're working on it, but I'm happy the station's decided to broadcast those confirmation hearings.
It's really wonderful. So thank you, and thank WBAI and everybody else who was involved with it.
I shall.
Serene, Jim, Irene, would you let me go next and then you again? Serene.
Hi, Stephanie. About 2-3 weeks ago, I sent you links to each state's unclaimed funds because Pacifica has thousands of dollars sitting in the bank accounts of our states and the colony that is Washington, D.C. I heard back from other people who were on the recipient list, but I haven't heard from you or Markeisha, who would be the people spearheading it. Do you need me to send it to you again?
No, KPFA started that already. KPFK started that as well, because we get those emails on a regular basis. So there have been requests for those unclaimed funds, at least with KPFA, I think, 7 or 8 months ago. And KPFA, I know that was probably a year and a half ago. So it's not a quick process. I don't know if WBAI or WPFW or KPFT have gone through that, but I will definitely forward it to their business managers. We did it also on the Pacifica side. I don't know if you've ever personally looked at, you know, unclaimed funds. It takes a very, very long time. You know, I'm still personally trying to get something out of a safe deposit box almost 25 years ago. Yeah, so the bank closed. So, yeah, so we have that process and it's been started.
In New York. When you say we get emails about that all the time, from whom do we get these emails?
I get it from the state of California, that there's, you have unclaimed funds. There may be unclaimed funds. I've gotten some from Washington, D.C. Pacifica may have unclaimed funds. So you have to kind of, I have to kind of sort through to see if it's a legitimate, place or a non-legitimate. So then with that, I go then to the state and look at their unclaimed site.
Yeah, names. I don't know. Maybe you guys need some help. The application is not that complicated, and people get their money within weeks or months. Some of that money has been sitting there for years in the various stations, in the various accounts.
You know, a faster way to get those funds, that would be great. But as I said, KPFA started it quite some time ago, as did KPFK.
Okay.
May I answer as well?
Darlene, I recognize Darlene who will comment on this.
I recognize Darlene when I'm speaking to Stephanie.
So I'm sorry, Serene. I apologize for interrupting you. I will ask Darlene.
Dan went back and forth.
There's a difference between a business appeal and a personal appeal.
Hang on a minute, Darlene.
I am speaking.
Serene has not finished.
If
Jan can go back and forth for 5 minutes, I can get to
And
what's
Serene, I'm recognizing you. Please go back and forth with Stephanie.
It is your pattern interrupting. If you guys need help with it, I'd be happy to get in touch with you or Markeisha, but I think simply not responding to the information that was sent 3 weeks ago when we're broke is kind of irresponsible.
Okay, I apologize for that, and I'll reach out to you for your assistance in filing unclaimed fund reports. That'd be appreciated.
Okay, Darlene.
I had mentioned that for 28 years I was a bookseller trying to be a business and trying to get money from the unclaimed funds. It depends on whose name was on what license at what time. It is very hard for a business to go through the process of claiming on those funds. So just saying. I mean,
but it's good that we will have Serene's assistance.
Okay.
So let's just continue. We'll have Serene's assistance. Great. Jim?
All right. I want to thank you. I know how difficult it is to run the foundation. I have to say, as the past chair of the programming committee several years ago, all these initiatives about news, we argued about 6 or 7 years ago and nobody did anything about them. And I'm talking now to the listeners out there. You know, the foundation has wasted, this is my opinion, my time, has wasted an entire year organizing itself around punitive measures towards each other, whereas we are about ready to face after January 20th, and some can disagree with this or not. I don't really care because it's unfortunately being demonstrated in front of us. I think most of us agree that we're going to get a tsunami of hurt on the people of this country and the world after January 20th. I view the foundation ill-prepared to deal with that. Totally. And that response team you set up, I volunteered to actually help. I'm going to do what I'm going to do about Los Angeles anyway. One of my best friends lost his house in Altadena. So all of us in New York are affected by this. Yet, I sort of get absolutely crickets when I've been trying to communicate on that. So fine. People in the listener audience have to understand that we have not fundamentally dealt with a problem, that we have lost 70 to 80% of our listenership over 20 years, and that remains the basic problem to solve. This board has demonstrated its inability to confront that. And again, I realize everybody here has the goodwill of Pacifica in their mind according to how they see it, but the proof is in the pudding. We didn't get the CP money. We didn't even try to get it. We didn't even try to get it. And that, to me, is a strategic mistake of the umpteenth order that we will look on behind us as something that we – because now the CPB is going to be probably destroyed by Trump. So forget about the CPB. So I want to make that clear. And, I understand how difficult it is to do this, Stephanie. It's a hard job, I understand, for everybody. But I think the listeners have to understand that this board has essentially failed them to offer a vision of creativity and moving forward. And that's my opinion.
Okay, Irene, and then me.
I was giving it to you.
Okay, great. So let me just say that in the coordinating that's been done, working with KPFK, it is amazing what Maggie and the team have accomplished, because they just moved the building. They have, over time, done cost savings they have done cost savings and have put a lot on pre-recording. They do not have the board ops that permit them to be able to be flexible, and they geared themselves up in a very short period of time to be able to essentially revamp the way that they do programming. So I want to acknowledge Maggie and Gary Baca and all the folks at KPFK who made this happen. Okay, we've got Paul, you have your hand up and you haven't spoken before, and then back to Jim Dingman.
Yeah, so...
Now, did you forget me? Because you...
I'm sorry. I thought that you had taken your hand down. I didn't understand. So, Paul, then Irene, then Jim.
Okay, I'm on. All right. Getting back, so we have been, for about 1 year, pushing my motion for a ceasefire to the point where now there is a ceasefire, so it's mute. But I'd like to change that motion to... now we want a withdrawal and also the fulfillment of parts two and three of the peace treaty, ceasefire agreement, which most people doubt will ever be achieved anyway. So, that'll be the upgrading of that motion rather than, letting it fall moot now that there is allegedly a ceasefire in place in Gaza. All right. That said, as far as, some of the things that were said about listener building and what we have to do in order to build the type of audience that Jim is talking about, that we have to regain our audience, regain the funding base, regain the support that we had in that audience. You know, I've heard it said that we're too divided, that this isn't the Vietnam War era. We don't have one issue or two issues. Everybody's divided on every issue, and it's hard even to tell who's taking what position on what. So, you know, I like to see through news – and I'm glad I'm hearing that and seeing WBAI coming to the forefront in what it has always done the best in its news coverage and take that to the next level. And I think it's very important to talk about international news, because we've heard a lot about national news. We've heard a lot about the political campaigns, but we have been steering clear of talking about how we're going to cover the big international war and peace issues of our day, which in the end are the ones that are going to be galvanizing our attention under Trump in coming years. So I think that we can't pussyfoot around these issues, which are so controversial, and we have to learn how to cover them. And because it's not going to get any less controversial, but it's going to be more important to deal with, and it's going to spill over into the national story, you know, because it, like it did in the Vietnam War era, you know, with these wars popping up all over the place, there's going to be FBI people looking up everybody's snoot and using FISA warrants, and people are going to become heroes or villains or whatever, and being conspirators or whatever. I've had this happen to people I know, you know, and next thing you know, they're on trial for conspiracy because they're peace activists. You know, we're going to see a lot more of that kind of stuff. And we are allowing our division. And this is, I think, getting back to what Jim's been saying. I think Jim's brilliant at this. He's been studying it for so long and people don't give him they give him short shrift. And he's really saying some important things that have to be confronted. How are we going to deal with the factionalism that the voting system that in all their wiseness, the people 25 years ago put into place at Pacifica Radio, which in order to keep things from changing too fast or too quickly or people from making takeovers or what have you, they put in a system that fostered factionalism. And I'm going to finish up. It is on the subject because I think we have to, please, this is the end of it. You know, I don't know if I'll be back next time. Right. This is my farewell statement in a way. I don't know if I'll be back. And so I just want folks to look to the future and the budget is all about that. You know, that's why it's when we get a budget report, you know, that's what we're talking about. You know, how are we going to confront the future and make this, I'm finishing up right now and make this work.
Okay. So we have, we'd had Irene on the list. I'm going to recognize Heather, then Irene, then back to Jim. And we are coming to the end of our time. So Heather.
Point of information.
What's your point?
Thank you, Susan. I just want
to hang on just a minute, Heather. There's a point of information. Darlene, what is that?
What agenda item are we on?
We are still on the executive director.
Okay. So, Heather, thank you.
I think I'm next, Susan, and I'd like to just.
And Irene, yes. I'll come back. I apologize. I'll come back to you after Heather, who has not spoken yet.
Can I make a motion to extend it?
So is there, and for what period of time, Irene?
I would like a motion to extend it for 6 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this agenda item for 6 minutes?
Yes, Madam Chair. We'd like to get to new business and the coup that was perpetrated in L.A. last Sunday.
Then I'd like to amend that and extend it for 4 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to 4 minutes? Okay. So Heather, you're next.
Thank you, Susan. I brought this up before with the board and I probably should. I just realized I should have written something about it and sent it out. But I think as far as Pacifica is concerned, I think it'd be great if we had more of an international perspective and join like, on the African continent, there are a lot of community radio stations. I think that we as Pacifica here in the United States and also the more than 200 community radio stations altogether, that we could establish an international entity of some sort. So, Susan, I just wanted to bring that up. I know we can't probably talk about it tonight, but I think we could and should do that. I think that would strengthen our perspective here in the United States as well, actually, if we did that. Thank you.
Thank you. And Irene, are you keeping track of the time? We've got Jim, Paul, and Serene.
We 4 minutes. So okay. Whatever.
So each one of them, it's basically, we're coming around again, so please make it 60 seconds. Jim and then Serene.
No, but you skipped me again.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. I thought that what you put your hand up was to make that motion. No. Irene, then Jim, then Serene. Irene, go ahead.
A direct question to Stephanie. Our LSB show has been attempting to become a part of the drop down for fundraising for the past 2 years. And we're being told that we can't do that. And we would like to be able to fundraise not only during fund drives, but also throughout the year. And I'm getting a brick wall on that. And I'm wondering, and you don't have to address this today, tonight, but very soon in the future, because we're coming up on a new fund drive, if you can address adding our LSB show to the drop down or asking on your behalf so that we can raise money for our station in a fashion that we can. We that's all we want to do is be able to have the funds that we raise added to what the LSB is raising for the station. That's
okay,
all.
Irene, let's let Stephanie answer. Let's let Stephanie answer.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Ron, I'm not asking you. I'm asking Stephanie.
I'm not asking you. I'm not asking
you. So please, stop the back and forth.
My comment is to Stephanie.
Well, let Stephanie
regarding this issue.
Ron.
Yes, ma'am.
Let Stephanie first answer Irene's question. And then you will get on the stack in advance of Jim and Serene because you have not spoken yet. Okay, Stephanie, can you answer Irene? You're muted.
Sorry. I will reach out to your program director and IGM and ask what can be done.
Okie dokie. So, let's see, Ron, I'm going to put you, front before, Jim, Serene, and Myla. Ron, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that the management team at PFW have been dealing with that issue. There's no conspiracy or anything like that. And we are working to get this drop down menu dealt with. It's once again, no conspiracy, no issue. It's being handled, and to say that it's being done intentionally is just it's just not true. Okay, it affects my show, believe it or not. My show comes on Fridays. The LSB show comes on Fridays. And so that's all this is, you know. So once again, PFW is handling this issue. Stephanie, you will find that out once you make that call. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I'm going to recognize Vanessa, who hasn't been on the stack before, and then go back to Jim, Serene, and Myla. And we are coming up on time. Vanessa.
Yeah. I just wanted to, add to what Ron said. Management, PFW management has been working on it for, I think, for some time. They've stated in detail what the challenge is. They've offered a solution, some sort of an interim solution. So my concern, I think like Ron's, is that the perception of the question is that there's some sort of a refusal, to deal with the issue, and that's not true at all. So I encourage Stephanie to investigate and to find out the multiple responses that have been given to the hosts of the LSB show about that concern.
Okay. Jim, Serene,
former hosts of the LSB.
And that'll end the stack. Jim, Serene, Myla.
All right. I first want to address the issue of the LSB selection process being neutered. I was on several search committees in the 90s when we did not have the new bylaws and afterwards. And it was done fairly. It was done objectively. And the idea that people would cast aspersions on how it was done. And also, I've been in the private sector, so I've been on situations where we've hired people. So I find it a little bit trepidatious to hear people sort of dispute or impugn the ability of some of us to make judgments about this. The second point is the podcasting issue. We are years behind, intentionally years behind, in the fullness of the podcast revolution. And if we don't do that, we are going to be even further behind. And there's an initiative that I'm going to be associated with that I will bring in the network eventually in. But, you know, this is a disgrace, and the listeners have to understand that we are 10 to 15 years behind. It's not enough to just simply put the shows on. Podcasts are a complete produced audio sound art form, and we don't have the capability to do it. The only station does it, Berkeley, and one of my best friends ran the Berkeley station, so you guys always think I'm on your case. Not true. But that's something that has to be corrected, and it is an embarrassment and something that I think is one of the reasons why we've lost audience. Thank you.
Serene, then Myla, and Myla's the last one up.
I move to extend the meeting by 20 minutes.
Is there any objection?
I object. Zach.
Okay. So there's an objection. That means that we need to vote, and it requires 2/3 to extend the meeting because it is time to adopt it. Excuse me?
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah, since we're out of time for the open session, either we need to stop now or we need to extend it. So is the objection to extending at all or for extending for 20 minutes? Because I think it would be good if we can get that Gaza thing in on time. It has been dragging for months.
So, Zach, are you objecting to extension at all or to the 20?
Yeah, extension at all.
Extension at all. Okay, so it takes a 2/3 vote to extend.
Chair, point of order, please.
Yes, what's your point?
Okay, I thought that the rule this body had adopted is when we're out of time, just to allow the stack, just let it run out.
There's only one more person on the stack, and that's Myla.
So it seems that, I mean.
So Myla can speak, but to extend beyond that would require a 2/3 vote. Myla?
Yeah, I just want to quickly say that the issue that was raised by Irene is an allegiance issue. And the way that the drop-down menu works on the websites when people want to contribute for a specific show is very easily handled by the by membership or whoever handles putting something on there. It's an easy fix. And what I have been asking for a very long time is that we could have a unique or distinct URL for each show. So that, and I believe that would facilitate fundraising. And, Egberto Willis assured me that, that this is something that Allegiance can do for us. And I'm really hoping that we can get that underway and ask Allegiance to, give us that capability so that individual, programs can reach out by email or however they reach out and provide their supporters with a link without having to go to a website and go to a drop-down window and or menu and then scroll down and try to find the show that they want to contribute for. So I think that that's something that really needs to be done. I think it would be very elegant and it would enhance fundraising, which is, and as we all know, funds are sorely needed.
Okay, so are we going to take a vote about extending? There's been an objection. Okay, we will not take a vote about extending. We are now at time certain for going into executive session. So we go off the stream.
Why are we not taking a vote? I moved it.
Oh, okay. So, all right. I asked whether we needed to take a vote. So, Madam Secretary, we will take a vote. If you vote yes, we extend.
Correct. Okay.
20 minutes and vote. Excuse me?
Right. And so this extension is technically speaking just for the open session. Is that correct?
Yes.
Chair, point of information, please.
What's your point?
My phone went dead. I don't know why, but I missed part of what was being said. So someone made a motion to extend for 20 minutes on the current agenda item.
Serene did.
Okay, gotcha.
On the full meeting.
Oh, on the meeting, the full meeting. Got you.
Well, it's open. It's the open session we're in right now.
Okay, right. So on the open session.
And is there a second?
Vanessa seconds.
Great. And so we will now take a vote. Yes, we extend 20 minutes. No, we adjourn into executive session at time certain now. So Julie, will you be kind to take the vote?
Yes, you bet. Irene Adams?
No, I have a job and a life.
Irene's a no. Teresa Allen?
Allen says no.
Teresa's a no. Kaja Brown?
Didn't hear you, Kaja. Yeah, you need to speak up?
No.
Kaja's a no. Thank you. Donna Carter?
Yes.
Donna's a pass?
No, yes.
She said
oh,
yes.
No. Donna's a yes. Gotcha. Thank you. That's why we do this. Paul DiRienzo?
Gotta work tomorrow, so I'll abstain.
Paul's abstaining. Jim Dingaman?
Hell yeah. Yes, sir.
Jim is a yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Vanessa's a yes. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan's a no. Heather Gray?
No.
Heather's a no. Avalia Jones?
I'm a no.
Avalia's a no. Zach Caldvier?
No.
Zach's a no. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne's a yes. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Darlene's a no. Ron Pinchback? I didn't catch that, Ron.
Yes.
Ron's a yes. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla's a no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean's a yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Serene's a yes. Minerva Sanders?
No.
Minerva's a no. Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Harvey's a no. Egberto didn't join us, did he? It looks like everybody voted. Madam Chair, the yeses are 7 and the noes are 11.
Okay, so we do not extend. We will now go into executive session.